Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Have you wondered why so many top college athletes have been changing schools so frequently in the last few years? Look no further than the transfer portal, which was implemented by the NCAA in 2018. That portal allows college athletes to declare their intention to leave their school, which opens them up for recruitment by other schools. Couple that with further loosened transfer rules and money from name, image, and likeness deals, and after every sports season, college sports media is abuzz with which star athletes are going where. Now, there are a lot of opinions about athletes' ability to transfer so easily. Some commentators have said it's ruining the amateur aspect of college sports. Others argue that giving more autonomy to the athletes who happen to be the ones filling seats and paying those athletes is the right thing to do. But we'll leave that up to college sports commentators to debate, and they, of course, will. This next segment is about what happens before college in high school sports. What if high school athletes could change schools as freely as they do in college? How might looser transfer rules change the high school athletic experience? It's a big question that the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association briefly flirted with this year and may look at again. John Manley is a sports reporter at the Tacoma News Tribune, and he's following this story. Hi, John. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
John, you wrote about the potential for a high school transfer portal to be created. Before we get into what's going on, the possible consequences of this, what are the current rules for how high school athletes in Washington State can change schools?
So it's a little bit complicated, but you can't transfer and maintain your varsity eligibility for the following calendar year without a corresponding residence move. So, you know, if you move from Sumner to Tacoma, and now you're in the Tacoma School District, if your family moves and gets a new house or apartment or whatever, you'd be eligible, and that would be fine. If you don't have a residence move and you want to transfer to a different school, your athletic eligibility might not go with you. There's a few exceptions to this rule. There's the hardship rule, which is the big one, where students can appeal if they feel they've had some sort of hardship. An example that one athletic director gave me was they had a student in their district that was being bullied. But basically, the rule is you need to move if you want to be eligible for varsity sports.
And what is this idea, this proposed change that the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association may consider?
Well, they were looking at, And the reason I kind of started digging into this is I was a little confused why this was being considered in the first place. I looked at the amendment list and saw that there was a discussion of an amendment about transfers. And I'm kind of thinking, why do they want to open this box already? It's already kind of a hot button issue. So I started doing some digging, and apparently was the result of some pressure from at least one Washington lawmaker kind of targeting high school sports athletic transfer rules in the state. And the name I was given was State Senator Lisa Wellman. Reached out to her office a bunch of times in the week that we were reporting that story, and didn't really receive any clarity on why they were looking at this or why it might be something that they wanted to address. So I'm a little unclear on that still, but that was the reason they kind of floated looking at this transfer rule in the first place.
And the change would have been what? The pause has been pressed on this, and we're going to talk about the potential for it coming up in the future. But, you know, the idea was to loosen things up, to allow kids to hop schools?
Yeah, I mean, what they were looking at was basically a student could transfer up to 12 times. I mean, between in high school sports, you have fall, winter, and spring seasons. So potentially up to 12 times, basically free transferring, which I know some people don't care for the term transfer portal, but that's essentially what it is. If you're allowed, I think the only restriction would have been you couldn't transfer in season. So you couldn't, I don't know, if your team got eliminated, didn't make the playoffs, you couldn't go transfer to a playoff team in week 10 of the high school football season or something. But otherwise, it was basically they were looking at free transferring. And I think there was a sense that completely opening it up and having a full-fledged transfer portal was never going to pass. And so that's why they formed this committee to try to discuss different ideas and maybe find some kind of medium and potentially vote on it next spring.
And again, you tried to reach out to Senator Lisa Wellman, the state legislator who, according to the WIAA's executive director, was sort of the one of the reasons that this would even be considered in the first place. She's the chair of the Senate's Early Learning K through 12 Education Committee. She wasn't available for you to talk to about what kind of was behind this. So at this point, as you said, they've kind of formed this committee to look at the transfer rules and come up with an amendment. What are the next steps here? I mean, how much potential is there for a change to high school sports transfers actually to happen?
I think that's kind of the big question right now. And I talked to different people that are on the WIA executive board and involved with these talks. I talked with Jeff Lowell, who is the co-chair of this committee. He works at the Bellevue School District. And right now, they're still just really in the beginning processes of discussion and talking about different ideas and where they might go with this. I don't think, like I said, that they're going to go full-fledged, wide-open transfer portal. I think there's a big fear of that in this state and just what it could lead to potentially. I could see them maybe going with a one-time transfer rule where you could transfer one time in your high school career without penalty. I could see that being a possibility. Already you're granted a transfer prior to your ninth grade year. So if say you lived in the Franklin Pierce School District, you're going to middle school, you could transfer to Lincoln in Tacoma or wherever.
Even if you don't live in that area for the school.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so already you basically have one at the start of your high school career. So I think there's just real fear if, okay, now you potentially you have a second penalty-free transfer. What's to stop it in 3, 4, 5 years from now from saying, okay, now you can transfer every summer? It starts to look more and more like a transfer portal the more the rules are loosened.
And talk to me about the reasons the WIAA has this transfer rule in the first place. I mean, what are the risks in some people's minds of allowing free transfers and eligibility for sports to follow kids as they change schools?
Yeah, I mean, it states it in the WIA's handbook. I mean, the reason is for competitive equity. If you potentially have a transfer portal, and I think it's really easy if you look at the college model and kind of what's happened in this chaotic free-for-all, you could potentially have super teams and football factories and really talent concentrated in just a few schools. And obviously this already happens. There's a few schools that are really good in certain sports, and transferring already happens. I think we all know that. But I think it would be, everything would be kind of magnified and more than it currently already is the fear.
Yeah, you already see some programs. I mean, Bellevue is a good example that really attract a lot of top talent in certain sports. But again, this is for before you reach high school, you're allowed to move once. And the idea is that this would, what, kind of add like a more professionalized element to high school sports that some people think would be dangerous or you know, hurt academics?
Yeah, I think so. And I think if you know high school parents of high school athletes, you know that a lot of them can be unreasonable and think that their kids are very special and that they're just one transfer or fit away from a Division I scholarship opportunity. And
listen, I played high school soccer. I know the drill. Yeah.
I think a lot of people realize that high school sports, especially with the way college sports are trending, high school sports are kind of the last pure community-based thing where you a lot of times play on teams with the friends that you grew up with, that community aspect. And I think there's a real fear with open transferring that could kind of be ruined and kids would just always, kids and parents especially, would always just be chasing greener grass and looking to go to the big school with all the offers potentially.
What about the argument for loosening the rules here, John? I mean, some of these kids, this is their future. They are looking at that D1 scholarship. They have very good prospects going on to play professionally, and they want to get started. They want to be serious about this. And, you know, the rules right now are holding them back from really reaching their full potential.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how you spelled it out, is the argument. If an athlete or their parents don't feel like they're growing at their school, and why shouldn't they look elsewhere, be free to transfer? And I know that's something the committee is weighing, that right now you're free to transfer to whatever school you want for any reason. It's just that your athletic eligibility won't always follow you with you right now. So but you could transfer for academic reasons or whatever. So it's kind of looking at this of, okay, free choice is a real thing in this state. Why shouldn't you be able to have free choice of school, not just for academics, but maybe for athletics as well?
You follow high school sports really closely. I mean, it's a major part of your job. How has the reaction been to your reporting on this potential change to the transfer rules? I mean, do people feel really strongly? Are you getting a lot of feedback?
I got a text message from one coach the morning we published the article, and he said something along the lines of, "Wow, I see you've really blown up the Twitter message boards this morning."
You
So I
broke
think,
Twitter.
yeah, either X or whatever you want to call it now. But I think transferring in this state and high school transfer rules will always be a hot button issue. So, I've had some people reach out to me and say thank you for shining a light on this, but a lot of just strong opinions either way, and people kind of fired up about the potential of this issue.
Yeah, well, I think it gets to this fundamental conversation about what do high school athletics mean and what should they mean and what is needed to, quote unquote, protect them from the influence of professionalizing these sports the way that, college has been. At the same time, I was very sympathetic to this concept that NCAA athletes were providing so much money for their schools and yet not seeing any of it themselves. Now, high school athletics is a little different, but there are still, ways in which a very successful high school program brings a lot of money to the school and to the athletic department there. So, there is like this sense of, well, are we going to see the consolidation and these super teams if the transfer portal were to be opened up? Any final thoughts, John? I mean, I know these are big questions, but it's stuff that you're wrestling with in your reporting.
Yeah, and I guess I don't see NIL, and for those who aren't familiar with the name, image, and likeness is what they call it in college, where basically they've opened up that ability for college athletes to be paid. And if a college athlete wants to transfer, he or she might have, $1 million offer on the table in an NIL deal.
They've basically removed any of these pretensions that college sports is not a business because it is. And these folks are, valuable, for their labor and they want to be paid for it. And that change has really had a lot of repercussions for college athletics. Some people say good, some people say bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't see it being as big of a concern at the high school level. I just don't. I think you could have the potential if you had a full-fledged transfer portal. There could be some NIL concerns that kind of creep in with, especially when you're looking at things like football factories. Maybe there could be some money there. I don't think NIL though is will ever be as big of a deal at the high school level. I just don't think the money is there. There's maybe a couple athletes that you would look at, maybe a Paolo Banchero who's playing in the NBA. When he was in high school, he might have had an opportunity, or maybe a Zoom Diallo who played at Curtis in basketball. But
I mean,
I don't
LeBron
think
James
that.
handed out an MTV Music Video Award alongside Ashanti when he was in high school. Like these things do happen, but they're outliers.
Right, outliers for sure. And in Washington, where sports, high school sports aren't quite as big of a deal as in California or Texas or wherever. But yeah, I don't see that being the main concern. I think the bigger concern is just competitive equity.
John Manley is a sports reporter at the Tacoma News Tribune. You definitely started a conversation, John, and I thank you for shedding light on this potential, maybe, conversation about changing rules for high school athletic transfers. I really appreciate you and all the work you're doing there at the Tacoma News Tribune.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And we welcome you to join the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts on these potential changes to high school athletics. How would loosening transfer rules change high school sports, the experience, what they mean? Is it important for students to have more say in where they play a sport? Leave us a voicemail at 206-221-3213 with your thoughts. That's 206-221-3213. Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.